There are several. Two of the main ones are bush honeysuckle and tall fescue. Others would include autumn olive, multiflora rose, garlic mustard, and Japanese stiltgrass.
How do invasive plants get here, and what makes them invasive?
They are adapted a lot of times to other countries, and when they get here, there's no checks and balances for them. They have nothing to keep them at a certain level. Basically, a lot of the plants were just brought into the U.S. from other countries, like I said. Bush honeysuckle was brought in from Asia as an ornamental plant. Garlic mustard was brought in from Europe as an herbal and medicinal herb. Fescue was actually developed by the University of Kentucky in the 40s for erosion control.
What are the negative effects on animals and the environment of these invasive species of plants?
Well, bush honeysuckle shades out the native plants, and basically nothing can live under this shade. And many species of birds, such as warblers and chickadees, rely on caterpillars and other insects for most of their diet. But when bush honeysuckle or other invasives come in to a forest, the diversity of insects drops dramatically. So many of these birds are forced to look elsewhere for food.
And they can choke out streams and, as you said, other forms of plant life, even trees.
Yes, and that's one of the problems with bush honeysuckle, is that the forest, the seedlings, the tree seedlings are also being choked out. So when your trees die, there's nothing to take their place. So it's also an economic impact, because if you're going to harvest your trees for timber, you're going to lose money.
You're working to combat this problem on public and private land. What are you doing to solve the problem?
We have a habitat team at Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife that works and eradicates hundreds of acres of invasive species on our wildlife management areas. So that's one of the things we're doing on our public lands. As far as private lands, we have several cost-share programs available to help landowners. Basically, we offer cost-share programs that reimburse landowners to improve wildlife habitats, and one of those improvements is eradicating invasive species.
So you actually help offset the cost of these private property owners improving the environment for the animals and also probably the adjacent land.
Yes, exactly. We won't pay all of the cost, but we pay a large chunk of it, and it's a win-win. I mean, if you're a private landowner and you put a little bit of money into this, you can, you know, turn your farm around, turn your property around, and put it back the way it was.
How can people identify problem plants on their own property?
They can contact Fish and Wildlife, Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife, or they can contact Kentucky Division of Forestry and have somebody come out and look at it. Bush honeysuckle is very easy to identify. It is the first bush to leaf out in the spring and the last one to lose its leaves in the fall. So, I mean, that one's easy.
It sounds like you just have to do your research.
Yeah.
You can find out how to get more information about invasive species removal and the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife on our website at WNKU.org under regional news. Terry Estes, thank you.
Thank you.